Losing jobs as a result of fluctuations in the market for timber and delays in the ports. The sector was enjoying some record high prices in the first half of this year, driven by the China market. But those prices have been axed in recent weeks. Contractors are calling for a more sustainable and consistent industry. Harry Locke reports.
2 months ago, the forestry sector was looking pretty rosy.
I've been in the industry for several years and we probably hit a record pricing. So things have been going really well.
Prue Younger is the chief executive of the Forestry Industry Contractors Association. She says the unprecedented high pricing led to a flurry of activity as the sector ramped up to export as many logs as possible to international markets. But then it got too much and the ports, especially in Gisborne, started to get clogged up with all the logs. Robert Stubbs runs the Gisborne-based Stubbs Contractors.
There's no room in the port anymore. We've sort of choked it. All the storage facilities are full. And so now all of that volume is backing up on the jobs out in the forest.
He says he has three logging crews, but they've all had to keep a lot of loads on site because there isn't anywhere to transport it off to. As a contractor, delays such as these start to chip away at the finances.
It becomes borderline unmanageable. It makes it hard, you know. Overdrafts get stretched. Creditors start to get stretched out a little bit. So everybody gets affected down the supply chain. The worst thing is just trying to keep the boys and men employed, machines working, some sort of cash flow coming in that allows you just to sort of ride the storm out till things start to improve.
Delays at the ports are the product of international shipping congestion, largely brought about by COVID-19. But on the East Coast, that has been compounded by bad weather in Gisborne, which has made loading impossible. There was also maintenance work which went on for 20 days, which limited loading to just 50%. Congestion and delays have led to increased shipping costs for exporters, while at the same time the China market is starting to slow down. Vice President of the Forestry Owners Association, Grant Dodson, says prices are down 30%.
There will be a number of jobs in New Zealand that are paused, and that will be because of two reasons. Firstly, port congestion. The ports are simply full and there's no room to put the logs in. But also, we're currently in a negotiation phase where many cargoes, the price is yet to be determined. So, you know, people are unwilling to commit to a sale when they don't know what the price is.
Robert Stubbs says this is impacting his work already.
One of my crews at Woodlot Job will be finishing its job now and won't have another job to go to simply because the log prices aren't good enough to continue. I'll have to soak that crew up in amongst my corporate crews that sort of still managing to work.
Prue Younger says there needs to be a change in the way contractors are subjects to the peaks and troughs of the industry.
There just needs to be the realisation that major decisions made at one end of the supply chain affect the other end, and there needs to be greater respect of trying to maintain a workforce.
Grant Dodson says they try as hard as they can to give contractors a solid pipeline of work.
As a forest owner within the business, we go to all the lengths we can possible to A, support those people, and secondly, to give them a continuous flow of work for those contracting businesses. Sometimes larger forces of the market are just too big to counter, but that's always the objective.
There are hopes that prices will start to rise again around springtime, leading to more harvesting and renewed work for contractors. And in the ports, the literal backlog of timber is starting to move. Eastland Port in Gisborne says they are now shifting the logs much faster. Yesterday they loaded nearly 20,000 tonnes, well over the average of 16,000 tonnes.